Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to the Strong Island. This is Strong Island. Welcome to Erotic Sensual Sheets, part of Pens. This evening, we are blessed to have, we're going to have our guest, future guest speaker here, Mr. Abraham Benjamin. And we're just trying to give him a little bit of time to get here. So in the interim, we're going to play a little music. All right. And welcome, everybody.
Tell me a secret. I don't just want to know about any secret of yours. I want to know about one special secret. Tonight I want to learn all about the secrets in your garden.
I wanna read your mind, know your deep feelings. I wanna make it right for you, baby. Show
come on, come on, come on.
Who is who?
take good care of you. That's what a man is supposed to do. And I'll be there for you all the time. Let your head down. Let me get you in the mood. Take me with you.
Thank you.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back, everybody. This is Strong Allen, and you were just listening to Mr. Barry White with the Erotic Garden. You're on the Erotic Sensual Sheet. Well, with no further ado, I'm going to go ahead and get this started while we wait for our guests to come with a little piece of poetry. And this piece is called Innocence. And this is how it goes. Slipping between the sheets, moving your hips from left, now right. Thoughts of the encounter we just planned, keeping it all innocent until you are never near. Thoughts of slow music being heard in the room. There's three types of music that brings my body back. Arches back between the sheets, then bend way back, opening the wet spot, waiting now, salivating, knowing what's in store. The face gives nothing. Nothing more. Unless you push, then prod, it will be fast start. Pleasuring, now I mean measuring the time it takes you to be mine. Pulling the satin sheets off, exposing the roar which you are asking for. Innocence will be long gone. The undercover, big, beautiful woman of your dreams will have you now on your knees, thanking her for never giving up on that multiple-talented chocolate drop. Sampling every drip or drop. Give me what you try to not. Laughing at the thoughts of innocent. Knowing a joke that is a freak, maybe a sneak or a peek at you, innocent will just never do. And that is my piece. Well, thank you, everybody. Definitely clapping it up. So what we're going to do in the interim, I'm going to go ahead and take the next caller up. Caller from the 646 area code, you on the air with Strong Allen. Who do you have coming to the mic?
This is Junebug, Strong Allen, and good evening to you.
Good evening, Junebug. What do you want to do for us tonight?
Well, before I do a piece, I just wanted to thank you for that last poem that you said to everybody, the listeners out there. I mean, that was heartfelt. I felt it in my heart. That was really nice.
Thank you.
A good piece you wrote. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well,
what?
I wrote this piece called Dream, and I wrote it last week while I was listening to the other poets last week, and I recited my first piece, but then I wrote this one, and I wanted to share this one last evening, but I didn't. So I'm going to share this one. It's called Dream.
All right, the floor is yours.
Thank you. It goes like this. Dream, dream, think, play with yourself, woman. When you think about my cock, I mean my big chocolate cock, then you tell me, honey, black thing, I did support your cock. Your cock is as big as my arm. You are so thick that I can't even think about you. Dream, baby. Take my cock and lie here with me tonight. Woman, just lie here tonight. Dream. That's the end of my piece.
All right, well, let's just clap it up for you on that.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm not even going to ask you, Junebug, what inspired that piece. I'm just going to...
I don't know either.
Yeah, I'm going to let that go.
Okay, I think so, too.
All right. Thank you for coming through and sharing your love. Definitely stay tuned, you know, listen for everything going on, all right?
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was Junebug. And we're going to go ahead and take the next caller up. caller from the 404 area code. You on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have blazing the mic? Caller from the 404 area code. You on the air? Can you hear me, caller? All righty. We're going to go on to our next caller. Caller from the 216 area code. You on the air with Strong Island. Who's blazing the mic?
Yeah, this is Nate Dizzle.
Hey, Nate. Welcome. What are you
How you doing? I have a piece called It's 408. I'm about to masturbate. Here it goes. I've just finished having some of the best loving that came from the oven between your legs. It's 4:08, I'm about to masturbate. By the time you get in, it will be late. Your pussy means so much to me. It puts me in a state that I'd rather masturbate than go out and cheat on you. You know, do something wrong to make you want to retaliate on me. You suck me and ride me like a cowgirl at a rodeo riding a bull. You sex me and satisfy me until my appetite is full. But sometimes I want a snack, and I'm trying to be faithful to you, boo. What am I going to do? How about I eat your pussy before you go to work and put a divine heavenly stroke on that ass? You know, give you a natural high, something to remember me by at work. I love sucking on your tits and squirting milk in my mouth while the cream from your pussy is dripping on my dick and sticking my tongue down your throat. You're satisfied and so am I, so I send you on your way to work. By the way, honey, you forgot your coat. Fucking will sometimes do that to you, especially when that pussy ain't no joke. That is my piece.
Nate, I'm speechless. But I have a question for you on that.
Thank you.
I'm not even going to ask what inspired it, but where can the people find you at?
Hit me up on Facebook. I'm Nathan Smith. I have a white polo shirt on and some glasses, clean cut look. Hit me up. That's it.
All right. You heard it. You can find him on Facebook, the clean cut guy. That's who just bought you that piece, everybody. Well, Nate, it's always a pleasure having you come through and share your work with all of us. You know, you just blow my mind. Thank you. I needed that.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All right. We're going to go ahead and just listen to a quick little bit of music while our guest is actually coming in the building.
Spoken word. Remix. There are no words beautiful enough to describe you. You are everything I dreamed of times two. I don't want a boy with a bunch of adjectives and metaphors, but from the sentiments of my heart and mind, the words must explore. The love I have for you stretches beyond infinite ways. Every moment spent with you is cherished, these are golden days. If I could pick one word to describe you, remarkable, maybe another intangible. All I know is that what we have is pure natural, beyond spiritual. You are my sun, my moon, my clouds, my trees, my earth. You are the stars that surround my whole universe. For you I find myself thanking the heavens above, and I say this out of poetic love. Melody that keeps me calm in spite of my fears. You are my raft that leads me to shore when my rivers run deep. At night, you are my full moon that watches over my sleep. You are my morning sun that awakens me. You are my gentle breeze that soothes my soul with ease. Emotionally, spiritually, naturally, fearlessly, I fall so deep in the feelings I express to you poetically. You and I and you, me bless you, you bless me, are combined in the oneness of we exclusively. Love, love, love. All out of poetic love.
Poetic love, this is what I feel for you.
beyond forever through the greatest length. I'll be your shield to protect you and your rock to uphold your strength. I will be every and anything to you, baby. Anything you need. And this is dedicated to you. All out of
everybody. Welcome, welcome back, Detroit and our global listeners. That was Mr. Laurie Edwards, and he's doing I'm Feeling You. All right. Well, since we're still waiting for our host to get here, we're going to go on and take the next caller. Caller with the, from the 770 area code. You on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have blazing the mic?
What's up? This is Rodney Perry.
Hey, Rodney, how you doing?
Hey, I was just listening to the show. I you know, I ain't no poet, but, you know, I was just, y'all was getting it in. So I said, let me call in and say what's up and just commend you on a great show.
Well, thank you. Thank you for listening in.
Yeah, yeah, I love the spoken word. And, you know, erotic spoken word is always on point. You know, I didn't know it was going to be so graphic, though. I mean, y'all serious.
It's called Erotic Sensual Sheets for a reason.
I know, but I guess I wasn't really ready. So I'm sitting back. I'm about to pull my lotion out and listen some more.
All right, now. We'll definitely enjoy it. We appreciate you coming through and, you know, paying us homage.
Hey, nothing but a thing, man. Great show. I love it, and I'm going to keep tuning in. I appreciate y'all hitting me up.
All righty.
I love you.
All right, everybody, we're going to go ahead and move it along. I'm going to actually do this piece. I wasn't going to bring this piece out tonight. It's actually a collaboration piece I wrote with someone, but they're not able to be on the show tonight. So what I'm going to do is just read my part of it right now for you, something newly that was written, and it's called, oh, well, maybe I won't. All right, I think our guest host, he's here. So let me go ahead and introduce our guest for you tonight. No other than Mr. Abraham Benjamin, Mr. Honest Abe to those who know him. He is an awesome writer slash poet plus musician out of Brooklyn, New York. Let's welcome Mr. Abraham Benjamin. How are you, sir?
Hey, how you doing, Strong Island? Sorry about the delay.
I'm doing great, sir. Doing great. I'm glad you was able to get through.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm actually, like, out and about right now. But, like, I'm trying to make sure to get up out. Like, I hate being late to a lot of things. So, like, I try to get up in here as soon as I could.
Well, let's just jump right into your meat and your potatoes. Tell everyone a little bit about you. Who are you? How would you describe yourself? Hello? Did we lose you? Honest Abe, are you there? Hello? Hello? If we lost you, call back in. All right. I guess we're having a little technical difficulty with his line. All right. Honest Abe, are you still here? Hello, are you here? I can hear your background, but I can't hear you. All right, everybody. Honest Abe, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Now I can.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I like automatically got put on hold for a minute or something like that.
I'm sorry for that. I was just asking you a question about how would you describe yourself to your listeners?
Wow. I guess as far as style, writing, and performing, I guess is unorthodox, which I kind of have taken a shine to accepting and being for a long time. But all in all, I'm a very humble person as a man and as an artist. And, like, I try to take nothing for granted as far as prosperity goes, all the advice people have given me up to this point in my life and through the artistic scene, poetry and otherwise. So, like, I try to keep a level head and, like, not get too much of an ego. So I have to flex every once in a while. But, yeah, that's one of the best ways I can describe myself.
Okay. Well, hey, you know, I agree. You know, I agree. So what genre would you really say that you do the most or you love the most, if any?
You mean genre of poetry?
Right.
Which one do I love or which one do I do the most?
Well, either or.
Wow. Well, I guess I'm still mostly into social stuff. I tend to leave, like, a lot of political stuff behind, even though social and political are, like, combined and shit. But, like, I tend to leave, like, most of the political stuff behind nowadays. I still touch on stuff, like, social and, love. That's one that's part of it. But, like, I've become taking a shine to erotica over the past few years. And since I, like, kind of, like, popped my cherry, I guess, starting to write it, like, back in 2008, when I've been on the scene for, like, only, like, a year or two. And, like, I got a little bit, like, jealous, like, everybody else had, like, the love and erotic poems and shit, and, like, I felt so left out. So, I started, like, challenging myself, like, first time I'm writing something like that, so, like, I see how I do. Whenever I challenge myself, I go all in. And that's how I the approach I took to, like, when writing love or erotica or any other stuff I haven't touched on yet at this point.
All right. Well, I know that you wrote a book. And how would you describe your book, Unlocked Thoughts of a Prophet's Temple?
Yeah, Unlocked Thoughts of a Prophet's Temple, Humble Beginnings. That's pretty much well, first let me say that it's only the first of five books as part of a collective book that I'm started releasing. So this is only the first book, and there's more to come. As far as how to describe it, it's all in the subtitle, Humble Beginning. Pretty much my start early in life and coming up in the artistic scene. So, so it goes into, like, the backstory of all that. And it's not just a basic, generic poetry book. I didn't want to make it like that because I've read, like, a lot of other poetry books, and, like, I've seen, like, the poems, just got poems, got the quotes and all that up in there, and then, like, that's it. And then, like, I'm guessing, like, most people may, like, read it. They check in the quotes every once in a while and just put it on their shelf or something like that for reference sometime in the future. Not that I'm dissing anybody else's poetry book by any means, but I wanted to make it more than just a generic poetry book, just poems and maybe a few quotes here and there and stuff like that. So I decided to, like, start it off, and I'm going to do the same thing with the future books and, like, with a narrative passage before the poems come after it. And that's pretty much the... give you a premise behind poems and even more about my backstory. And that's how I want, that's the whole purpose of me finally releasing a book. I wanted people to, like, finally gain like a insight to some degree of who I am as not just an artist, but like as a person in general. So I get kind of like, I'll be getting like real personal as the books go on, and like as the poems and the book go on, you see the see how my personality shines throughout each poem. Like, you know, I'm giving you pieces of me. And that's I guess that's the best way I could describe it.
All right. Well, that definitely was a great answer and everything. I also know you have an album out. Could you tell everybody what's the name of that album? Sid, could you hear me?
Yeah, the album is called Brooklyn's Lost Son, Hello to the Road to Redemption. And I came out with that. It actually was released July of last year. And I came out with that because, like, the title itself, it came upon me because I always felt like a special type of link, you know, being from Brooklyn and all. I felt like a special type of link to it, and I always felt like whenever anybody talked about New York, it was always like Manhattan or the Bronx or Queens or something like that. And like, Brooklyn always felt like the redheaded stepchild to me. So it's kind of like the lost borough, even though in reality, Staten Island's really the lost borough. Like, I barely see anybody from there in these parts. But yeah, that's pretty much. And I felt like very strong connection to it because growing up, I felt like, growing up, I felt like in many ways, like in symbolism as a lost child, like Brooklyn. Like, Brooklyn is where I was birthed. Brooklyn was where I was raised. So I felt like I had a special connection with it. So I named it like Brooklyn's Lost Son. And it like touches on, just like the book, it touches on like a lot of personal stuff that I had never like revealed to anybody except like through that point in poetry form. And it's really a process putting it together and like finally getting it to come to fruition. And I definitely thank my fellow brother, Mr. Omni Blaze. Like, he's a real banger producer. I definitely give him props, because without him, my first album, debut album, Books of Lost None, would not be a reality. I have to give him enough props for that.
Okay. It's definitely a good album. You know, some of your songs that's on there, I love the poem. You know, I just love them. Would you describe yourself as a spoken word artist also?
If you want to talk about titles, I guess that's one of them. I'm going to place myself in like a total confined box of just spoken word. But like, I kind of like taking clients to the title. I'm not ignoring it, but like, I was pretty much mostly a writer first before like performing spoken word poet or however have you. So I was like, I've been like a pure writer for like a while. Like, it's come to shine a lot when in my poetry and stuff like that. When like before I like got heavy set into it, I was writing essays, I was writing short stories, and throughout like my junior high school to high school years, I was writing songs. So and that's when it like, by the time I got to college, it like bridged over to poetry. And like, the reason that like I ended up getting heavy into that because I didn't even like, I was not expecting to go this route as far as avenues in life. And as a performance artist like this, in this way, shape, and form, it was just like, it felt like a whirlwind. when I got pretty much got into it. I mean, I was part of a creative writing club when I started college, and back in like 06, and then like over a little bit of time, like the advisor for the club was giving me, you know, tidbits and stuff like that to improve my writing a bit, and then he introduced me to like my first venue, which was the Bowery Poetry Club in Lower East Side. And yeah, I was like pretty much like I got into like the open mic there. It's like there was a slam first, my first time ever at the Bowery. There's a slam first, and then like there's an open mic afterwards, and I was like, yeah, like I go on the open mic, see what this is about. And before I am when I like looking at the slams, like wow, like slam poets, like crazy with it. Like really going in with it, like wow, I didn't even feel like I was up to that caliber yet. So I was like in the open mic, and like gradually I drew towards slam, and like I've put in some work in like the slam scene, so I'll touch down a little bit of that as well.
Okay. Well, we do have some of your music here. And we definitely would like to play one of your tracks called Ode to the Poet.
Ah, yeah.
Freedom of expression is the peace I hold dear, like my heart and my hand making me feel alive. And my words or my babies that have not been artificially inseminated so I naturally birth fate in the lives through this pussuck all lips. Continue to speak to the commonwealth of men's and women's souls with my conscious poetic symphonies of true tales, because the truth never fails when it brings prolific change as these words escape my chamber of change and tool of thought. The restlessness of fighting on a daily basis. Faces of common man live by death and their pride as lung tongues of hopes and karmic redemption to the masses. And I've seen so much crime and heartache that my eyes have blisters. Speak the truth and Jeremy shock thee back to reality to keep them from being free and dumb. So spit, poet. Spit to your words, become ancient seeds that would make Moses come back from the dead and use the puck ghetto minds and stereotype curses. Cause I spit so that the chains of pain of ancestors past and shackles of failure no longer hold down my youth. And spit with my head held high till nightmares die, my mouth gets dry, and God no longer has to cry over his children with rainstorms of sorrow. So I ask you, will you spit or swallow? To me, swallowing would be killing my lyrical liberation, silencing the social litigation that would uncrucify my birth Babylon I call Brooklyn. The measure of my Atlantic will is log and hard that goes for yards, and I'll spit to the walls my mouth and tongue are dried in the sands of time's last grain, and the corridors of my soul reach kingdom come. Now is the time, with reason and rhyme. You won't let your soul become another chalk outline at Lucifer's feet. Use the mystical powers of this blessed tool to unlock the treasure chest with our hearts. Launch lethal loogies to fill these empty buckets of character common man has lost. At times I've hit roadblocks more cold than words by Robert Frost on this journey. I turn to the revolutionary poet inside me, beside thee, to save the suicide landmines of your dying breed. Using these words that may become royalty to crown the heights of mine and your future and currencies of change that's going to come. Ratifying life's legislation to create the nationwide hood declaration of independence my brothers and sisters can live by. So I ask you again, will you spit or swallow? If you swallow, that means you would rather choke on the meat of old slave masters, welcome social disasters, and encourage more bloody Sundays a month in a menstrual cycle. I do this for the fact that a young sister on a Brooklyn Franklin Avenue station bench with her face and hands is going through it right now. That the powers of true tongues will extinguish her pain. Also hoping life stains dirty in her soul can be removed forever.
All right. Mr. Honest Abe, that piece right there, I don't know if you know, I love that piece right there. Are you here with us? Honest Abe, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I was saying that, yeah, that's one of my favorite pieces of yours.
Oh, definitely. Thank you. It's like one of my really usual first signature pieces. And, like, if anything, I don't know if it's the reason why it's one of your favorites. Like, never I seem to do it live. Like, the only thing about the poem you can remember is the question that comes up in it. And, like, it gets like, oh, wow. It gets kind of like, sometimes it gets a mixed reaction, but it does get a reaction, especially when I do it someplace new that's never heard my work before. So it's always interesting to see what reaction I'm going to get when I, like, do it at, like, a new venue or something.
Well, the chat room definitely likes it, too. You're one of their favorite poets, they said.
Cool.
Definitely. Well, you know what? Where can people actually find you, you know, to connect with you if they want? You know, where can they find your music? Where can they find your book? Where can they find you?
Oh, okay. I guess my main website right now is ReverbNation.com / The Truth Speaks. That's ETRUTHSPEKS. The Truth Speaks. I'm also on Facebook, like every damn body else. It's the same thing, the same backward / The Truth Speaks. You join my Facebook group, my fan page, actually, honestly, you find that, and my Facebook group, like I can link it to people when they add me. I'm on Twitter. Yeah, I'm on Twitter. People can stalk me. Just remember, I believe in reciprocation, so I stalk back. My album can be found on Reverb Nation, my shop, and ReverbNation.com. My book can be found also on my blogspot.com. That's HonestAbe, the number 4, the letter U, .blogspot.com. So if you go over there and people could order my book. Awesome, man. I'm also on YouTube, AbesTube, A-B-E-S-Tube. And, like, almost every other social network you could probably think of. I'm trying to be everywhere, but, like, yeah, any place else, you would just email me. If any promoters are listening, I'm booking email, booking Honest Abe at Gmail, so, like, people can holler. Yeah, bootleg a little plug, but, yeah.
Well, you know what? This is your time, and that's what that's what this time is for you to give a plug to yourself so people can follow you. Now, one thing I do want to do, because I know you said, and I don't know if you prepared to do it tonight, but you said you would share with me a little bit of your erotic side. Are you in any position to do that?
I'm in a decent place.
Okay, because I said if not, hey, you know, we have another track that I could play of yours right now.
No, I'm actually good. I'm outside, and I'm actually outside of a spot that's, like, actually having a show right now. It's like erotica base. So I'm, like, right in the right territory on both ends.
Okay.
Anything specific you wanted to hear? Or you just want me to do something?
It don't matter, because you know I like what you do, so let it rip. What is the name of your piece, and let it go.
I'll do this one. I don't think people have heard it in a while, but, like, yeah. It's called Different Strokes.
The floor is yours, sir. Do your thing.
So here it goes. She said it was okay to stroke it while I watched her. gyrating djembe hits at me, working up a sip of sweat from my brow. I wasn't bad for a sip of her, and we ain't even started yet. As I sit there on this couch, across from the bed, other thoughts in the streets in my mind, oh, no joke, nothing normal. This chick was about 5 seconds away from catching some different strokes, and I ain't talking about no TV show. So she stares at me with eyes deeper than the Mississippi River, eyes deeper than the Grand Canyon, eyes that would make a brother want to slide into her deeper than an African slave's bloodline. But one of them. Yes. Are you hard enough for me? I replied, my tip is hard enough to break cinder blocks. Let's do this. But I, standing full, hard, erect, her on the sight, only wearing 4-inch heels, smile, the wedge, the dissipation. So I got closer. Both of our phones turned off, no distractions tonight. My lips parted, living rough, mental strokes, making her lips part like a poetic Moses. Lyrical barbiturates. Had to remind her I knew what tongues were made for. Mine. Oh, man, I knew how to play double dutch with her clitoris and hopscotch with her walls after all the jerk and slurp and sucked them in the 6-9 position. She wanted me to treat that clean-shaven cunt like a golf course. So I grabbed my wood and went and balls deep, the little juices candy coated deep down my shaft and sag. Now asking to get some swift strokes on the back. I'm like, yo, you ready for that? Then after giving the okay, the locomotion thrusting begins. Sliding slippery slung in that slip got me groaning out. Oh, shit. In the back of my mind saying, I'll be damned if this cannon gonna bust quick. Nah, ain't no way I'm going to be one out, but homegirl threw it back at me so hard, left butt prints on my stomach. I'll be lying by saying I ain't love it. Scorpio Phoenix in me, rising to the occasion. Animalistic. More endangered species, more potent than a brother fresh out of jail, uterus numb and loving. And riding me so well. Said she, riding me so well. My dick would need Dinkova to remember is supposed come at some point. That's how I feel it should be between two lovers almost every day of the week. But I guess it's just different strokes for different folks. Peace. Till the next time we meet. Just like the Ivy Brothers. When we make love between the sheets. That's it for that piece.
All right, all right. Well, you have a cleanup on aisle 10. I think you got Pimpette down and everything else.
Wow.
You know, I was just so glad to hear that piece. That, what is the name of that piece again? Let me make sure I remember it.
Oh, it's called Different Strokes.
Yes, it definitely is.
Wow.
Yeah, see, you came on the right show to spit that piece, I tell you. We hunger for that type of talk. Yes, we do. We love that type of emotion behind it, too. You know, that's why you're one of my, I would say, one of my favorite people, one of my favorite poets, and it was an honor to actually get your book and actually read your work and see the you behind all the smoke and mirrors that you see and you may hear on the poetry shows and everything. And I know that it will be a blessing because I know we will be meeting soon, live.
Yeah.
And then we'll be able to see the people behind the mic.
Yeah, definitely thank you for, like, having me on and, like, getting the book. It's definitely humbling to know that I'm actually one of your favorite artists, poets particularly. But it's
more
definitely
like
humbling.
You know, I look at I look at people who do spoken word as mentors because it's something that I'm being, I guess, trained to get into, but partly still scared to do.
Mm-hmm.
And as you all know, you know, it's no time for the meek and, you know, meek and scared. You got to bring it.
Yeah,
so,
like
you know,
that's what
I try to do.
This, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like a lot of stuff has prepared me up to this point, like going through, like testing out all my other artistic disciplines, which I still, I'm getting back into well-versed in, like, writing songs and music, playing my guitar. Some people that know, like, I play guitar, acoustic, mostly. Been playing for, like, since I was 13 years old. So, I guess that's another trivia.
Well, you know what? I'm going to bring out another trivia that people may not know about you. You can draw.
Huh?
You know how to draw. You didn't think I was going to bring that out, huh?
Wow. It's been a while since I got a compliment on my drawing skills. I'm trying to get back.
You know what? You're a well-rounded individual. Like you said, you don't paint yourself in any particular box. You like to do all sorts of things, and that's wonderful. That's a wonderful thing about being gifted. You know, and I feel blessed that you did come on this show and you did share yourself with my audience.
It's been a pleasure, definitely.
Don't be a stranger, you know. You definitely should always come back. And, you know, just come back and kick it and spit a piece with us. We'll just love it.
Oh, most definitely. Like, definitely will not come back. I'm hopefully I'm not busy.
Yeah.
I'm definitely coming back.
You're well after. You're well sought after, I'd see. So I'm glad that, you know, you had a couple of moments to come grace this mic. And, you know, just share who you are, what you do.
I appreciate
you know?
That.
And, you know, the good thing is you're liked in the poetry world. That's why you're sought after, you know, because people like to hear what you got to say, be it erotic, be it, as I call it, militant. It may not be called militant, be it spoken word, but you have something that you got to say. You don't hold your tongue with it. You just come out and let it rip.
Well, I believe in being straightforward. I believe in this being blunt. Like, it's like I feel like that's pretty much how I got to deal with life. I mean, I have that type of personality and characteristics. Like, I prefer being blunt, and I prefer other people being blunt with me, whether it be good or harsh. I mean, that's definitely respectable to me.
Mhm. All right, but definitely, you know, like I said, everybody go out and get his book. It's definitely a good read. You want to go out and cop that CD of his album. you know, that right there is going to blow your mind. It's like having him right there next to you. You know, just speaking it in your ear over and over and over again so you can't forget it.
That's not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm. And the whole thing is, I ain't going to forget that piece that you just did. Nope, Different Strokes is going to be there for a minute.
Wow.
So don't worry if I request it again.
Like, I really get, honestly, it's kind of like saying, like, I really, really get requests. And I know it's like, people are like dumbfounded by hearing that, but like, I really, really do get requests. Not that I don't ever at all, but like, it's very rare, even most of the time at live shows. So I definitely value when somebody's been paying attention to my work long enough and been following me, whether it be for a little time or all this point, to be able to remember some of my work and actually want to hear one in particular whenever they see me at a spot, whether it be open mic or feature. So it's definitely a humble and blessing to, like, know that people, like, appreciate you and appreciate your work as an artist.
Hey, just to find out that you're from my hometown, oh, yes, it's a blessing. Brooklyn all day. Definitely. Well, you know what? We're going to wrap this all up, everybody. Thank you, Abraham Benjamin, Mr. Honest Abe himself, for taking this moment of time to come through here, the Erotic Central Sheets, Strong Zone, part of Poetic Energy Network Station, to share with us a little bit of him.
It's definitely been a pleasure. Hope to come back in the future when I have some new stuff coming out. So.
Anytime, the door is welcome. Anytime. And definitely give a shout out to the chat room for all the people who came out to support you. Miss Debbie Allen Smith, she was here telling you, she wanted to let you know she's here, she's supporting you tonight.
Yeah, I appreciate
so
that.
You have more people out here. We had some people in here that came through, got on the mic, blew the mic up for you, got it ready for you. You know,
oh,
Mr.
wow.
Mr. Nate Dizzle did his thing. You know, they came through and just shared a little bit of themselves as we wait for you to end it off.
I definitely appreciate, I appreciate everybody in the chat room for, like, coming through, everybody who's in the chat room, who was here, probably had to go, whatever. And,
in the corner
also
phone line. People on the phone line holding on for you. But and in that note, I'm going to go ahead and end the show and everything. And definitely we look forward to seeing and hearing more from you.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to be everywhere this year. So, like, people will eventually see me. You listening or chat room, yeah.
Yeah, well.